This is ARN, the Advanced Radio Network.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
On this Memorial Day weekend, thank you for tuning into Tomorrow for the weekend of May 24th, 2019. I am, as the announcer guy said, Dave Graveline.
I am, as the announcer guy didn't say, Chris Graveline.
Yeah, the announcer guy didn't say Julio's in the control room either. Erasmo's off this week, traveling to and from Italy. But Horatio's with the show out of New York City. If he's good, we get to see him, or he gets to see us in a couple of weeks. We'll be in New York City for CE Week. You don't want to miss a minute of that show either. The following week, we'll be bringing you a bunch of interviews from that IFA global event in New York City. That'll be coming up as well in a couple weeks, so do stay tuned for that. We are, of course, thrilled that you've tuned into Tomorrow, reminding you, of course, on this Memorial Day weekend, that you don't forget our troops, that you remember those who have died, those who have been protecting and serving our country and are no longer with us. And at the same time, of course, remember our current troops, our men and women that are brave and taking good care of things around the world. So this Memorial Day weekend, as Chris likes to say, in between your burger barbecues and whatnot, take time to pause, yeah?
Yes.
And don't forget the troops. We, of course, are talking to you about our kickoff of the annual Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway, and you don't want to miss a minute of that either, because when you call in, you automatically win stuff. It's easy to remember. We'll get Chris's son to remind you.
Call in, win stuff. Thank you.
And thank you, Cameron, because he's right. Calling in is all you need to do. Emails get you regular prizes, but not the Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway stuff. And you want to know what we've got? Stay tuned. We're going to share again this hour some of the other stuff. We can't put it all in 1 hour, so much stuff. Some of the other goodies we've got for you these days. And while we say there's no promises or no guarantees, we ask that you make a note. One, two, maybe a third item that, if possible, and if we still have some left, that would be helpful to you. And we'll do our best to get that sort of an item to you. It's what we do, yeah?
It is.
And what number do they call to participate?
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
And did I mention anytime, day or night, 24-7, whenever? I didn't.
Whenever, wherever.
There you go.
However.
You can do that. Maybe the two ride-sharing companies, Uber and Lyft, should fuel their cars with caffeine instead of gasoline, because apparently that's what it takes to drive an IPO, or initial public offering, for your stock that pops these days. Luckin Coffee, a.k.a. China's version of Starbucks, saw its shares climb last week after its IPO on the NASDAQ. Luckin's growth plan is one thing to watch, as the company plans to more than double its footprint by adding 2,500 stores this year alone. I mean, that's an aggressive marketing strategy, but their stock goes like crazy. So there you go. Uber and Lyft, either one of them didn't do so well in their IPOs. Uber, especially very recently, took a dive. Well, then fuel your cars with caffeine instead of gas. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Chevrolet wants you to buckle up so badly that it's willing to annoy you.
Oh.
Well, actually, your kids, at least.
Oh.
The automaker is rolling out a 21st century version of a not-so-well-liked 1970s seatbelt interlock. The new version is called Buckle to Drive and is incorporated into the standard teen driver safety system. Unlike the 70s version, it will let a driver start the car, but not shift into drive unless they fasten their seatbelt.
Good.
At least not for immediately. After about 20 seconds, the vehicle will work normally. But Chevrolet says that testing has proved that that's long enough to nudge drivers to do the right thing rather than wait.
Yep.
Buckle to Drive is one of several features available in Teen Driver, which is linked to a specific key fob and can also mute the radio when seatbelts are undone, set off an alarm if you break a certain speed, and limit the top speed to 85 miles an hour.
Boy, 85?
Yeah.
Where are they going to do that anyway?
I don't know.
This ain't the Autobahn.
Yeah.
Jeez. Car owners. Of course, I do an average of 90 on the turnpike, but but that's different. I have a badge.
Are you listening, state troopers? Car owners can choose which, if any, key fobs are activated. It'll be launching this year on the 2020 Chevrolet Traverse, Malibu, and Colorado, with more models likely to follow.
Can you imagine a teen driver that the radio mutes and they have nothing, they can't do anything about it? Because it's not so much that they're listening to the radio, unless Into Tomorrow is on, in which case, of course, everybody's listening. But it might be that they're trying to play their MP3s through the radio or something, and it's muted because they don't put their seatbelt on.
I think it's great.
I think it is great.
Because Highway Institute has said that they could save about 2,000 lives if everybody would just put their seatbelts on.
And it's that easy. I mean, it took a while to get used to many years ago when it became mandatory anyway. And a lot of people, though, I still see driving without.
Yeah, well, my last few cars have had that thing where it starts beeping and a light flashes if you don't put your seatbelt on. But I've also seen in the manual, this is how you turn that off, although we don't recommend it. I was like, well, you shouldn't let people turn it off.
I know. Don't make it an option. You know, keep on saving lives. I get, unfortunately, that some people don't want to be bothered with it. It was very difficult when I was driving a police car for many years, because a lot of times you're in and out of the car very quickly and quite frequently and things of that nature. But, man, if you suddenly get in a chase and you're fumbling to put the seatbelt on, that's the wrong time to be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got more important things to be dealing with, like the radio and advising what's happening and watching traffic and et cetera. But unfortunately, that's when a lot of officers would go, oh, jeez, and, you know, struggle to get the seatbelt on because this could be a problem. But it's one of those things that a lot of times it's like, no, because if you got to get out of the car quickly and chase somebody, you don't want to fumble with it then. You know what? I think most of the time, finally, most officers realize, too, it's got to be the same thing that we instruct others to do. Put it on, just automatically.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's second nature to me. I mean, I drive to the end of my street just to my mailbox, and I don't feel right if I don't have my seatbelt on, just driving to the end of the street. So.
Save your life, my gosh. Certainly all of our listeners are smart enough to always wear their seatbelt. That's important. More new PlayStation details are emerging as Sony released a PDF detailing many aspects of its forthcoming next-generation console, likely called the PS5. So those of you with PS4s, old news. Even providing a demonstration of its speed at a recent investor relations meeting. Now, they're not calling it the PlayStation 5 yet, but that kind of stands to reason. What else would they call it? Why would they skip 5 and go to 6 or 7 or something? So it's likely going to be the PS5. But PlayStation is getting a jump on things, and more details are emerging. And if you care, we'll tell you about them as we learn more.
Mm-hmm. Well, first it was Chinese phones. Now the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has warned about the dangers of Chinese-made drones.
Oh, yes.
The alert cautions that consumer-level drones, of which the vast majority in North America are sold by Shenzhen-based DJI, could send back sensitive flight information to headquarters on Chinese soil that could subsequently be accessed by the government. Now, in 2017, DJI added a privacy mode to its drones that stopped its app from using internet traffic while the drone was in flight. Of course, that was in response to a U.S. Army memo saying to stop using DJI drones due to the alleged cybersecurity issues.
Yes, but that just means during its flight.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean when you bring it back.
It can store the data and then send it.
And then quickly send it out, and you don't have to know how. You're not having to sync your phone to it or do anything. They can access things and networks and just send little bits and bytes of data.
So I guess what they're saying is, unless it's honey garlic chicken, if it comes from China, don't use it.
And it's funny, my first couple of trips to China, and I'm trying to find things like honey garlic chicken and whatnot. It's what? We don't have that's Americanized Chinese food. We don't have that here. And boy, they don't. It's very, very different. And you know what they call food in China?
What they call Chinese food in China?
Yeah. Did I blow my own joke? Let me start over. Do you know what they call Chinese food in China?
What's that?
Food.
Yeah.
Okay. Now people that are driving off the roadway into the guardrails. Sorry.
I hear the collective facepalm from our audience.
Yes.
There you go.
Everybody doing it. A whole bunch, as a matter of fact, of new schemes has Google pitching to retailers that it can reach customers through image, text, voice, and video while providing an easy checkout experience. Among Google's ventures into retailing are a rebranding of Google Express Marketplace. They're now going to call Google Shopping. A little more obvious, I guess, and an expansion of visual ad platforms and formats like YouTube and Google Images. So good luck with that. Not sure where that's going to end up going in the long run, but everybody seems to be trying to make things a little more obvious and not have this weird, esoteric kind of names to things that don't really tell you what they do. You want to shop with Google? Fine. Now it's called Google Shopping. Good. Have fun. Blow your entire paycheck on whatever.
So a group of high school and college students from Connecticut have come together to build something truly extraordinary. Fully functioning electric carts for disabled children whose families who may not have been able to afford adaptive wheelchairs.
Oh, that's cool.
STEM students from New Britain High School and technology education students from Central Connecticut State University built the carts from scratch together. They're part of the local Go Baby Go chapter, an organization that helps kids with disabilities receive access to independent mobility.
That's awesome.
The organization was started at the University of Delaware and now has chapters across the U.S. Go Baby Go volunteers learn how to build custom electric carts that are shaped like cars. Local kids in need are then gifted the carts for free. Each build is usually funded entirely by donations.
Oh, that's amazing. But see, I would donate to that.
So if you're looking to donate, you know, just do a search online for Go Baby Go. Find if they have a local chapter in your area and make a donation. Help, you know, some of these kids whose families can't afford these wheelchairs.
And see, some of these smaller groups, whether they're from school or church or some other thing, usually do much better with your donations than some of these bigger organizations. I know the Red Cross and everybody else, United Way, is going to have a fit. But, oh well, they've got all this overhead and all this administrative stuff. These smaller groups will take your $25, $50, $100 and put it toward one of those carts. Exactly.
And that's why I love talking about that kind of stuff.
And what a great way to help little kids with mobility problems. And they feel so much better about themselves as well. Look at this. I can get around now. I can do what I got to do. And that's great. It's very heartwarming. So good on them.
Yeah, I saw a similar story a few months ago where it was a two-year-old that couldn't walk, was given one of these electric wheelchairs. And the face that he made when he first took this thing out for the spin, that made the whole thing worth it.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. See, those are things that bring a tear to my eye, a joyful tear. Just like when I see a little kid, 2 or 3 years old, running to mom or dad that just got back from serving in the military. You know, serving overseas or something, and the reactions, or when the mom or dad surprises them at school and stuff. I mean, those are just heartwarming things. But I like organizations like, especially STEM, because we're talking about science, technology, and electronics and math, and just students, kids that are interested in doing something to help others and to learn more and to use technology for great things. Awesome, awesome examples. That's wild. The U.S. Postal Service might soon have a new unofficial motto. Neither snow, nor rain, nor heat, nor gloom of night, nor lack of a human driver stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds. Now, you see, that's basically the USPS slogan, except for the part I added about or lack of a human driver. The United States Postal Service is working with self-driving truck company Too Simple, TU Simple, to test the use of autonomous trucks on long-haul routes between Dallas and Phoenix so far, and perhaps the rest of the country. And maybe one day, your letter carrier will be a robot.
Yeah, and they're saying these stretches are more than 1,000 miles, and the tests will include overnight driving. So, and of course, at least they'll have a safety driver and an engineer on board each truck.
Initially.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you're going from one driver to now two people in the truck to see if it can drive itself. Well, that's a bit overkill, but okay, it's good for safety initially. Assuming they stay awake.
Yeah. However, you know, when we start complaining about the prices of stamps going up and the post office complains about their funding, then think about this.
I wonder if they'll have a forever stamp of a postal truck being driven by a robot.
So, of course, you know, between this and the fact that they're looking for they're supposed to be making a decision on their new truck design this year, that, you know, postage is going to be going up anyway because now they're going to have to pay for all these trucks, including potentially these self-driving trucks.
I know. But they claim it's still the least expensive way to ship anything. I don't know about that, but I guess sometimes, as we know all too well, shipping prices literally around the world, and how much more expensive it is when we love our Canadian audience, when they participate and we ship them stuff, costs a fortune to send stuff to Canada. I mean, a little phone case costs us like $20 to send. It's not even worth that. Well, it is, but you know what I'm saying.
But it's worth it to us to send
it
to our listeners.
Well, because we love our listeners, but it's like, come on already. Let's find a less expensive way. I would like to say anybody in Canada that participates should come on down to Miami and we'll hand them their prize.
Yeah.
What, you think that would work? Don in Mountain View, California listens online because he knows he can find all 3 hours of Into Tomorrow. And you can snag our free podcast, too, at intotomorrow.com. Hey, Don.
Is there any way to use an unsecured Wi-Fi system like at the library and be able to be secure with some software or some other way of protecting yourself from getting junk mail and other people tapping into your phone? They have a wonderful Wi-Fi system at the library, but it has a big sign and said it's unsecured. So very reluctant to use it.
Well, Don, I don't blame you. You can secure your browser by using a VPN service or virtual private network, but there are a few catches. The first catch is that it may not be free. Many VPN services charge a small monthly fee or limit your speed or the amount of data even that you can download while using the service. There are ways around that, of course. For example, hosting your own VPN server, but you didn't know those even existed, so you probably might not be the best candidate to work on a project like that, and I wouldn't blame you.
Yeah, there's the other catch is that some places block VPN access. Famously, Starbucks used to. Your library is not likely to do that on purpose, but it may happen as a side effect of locking down ports for extra security. Now, we should mention that securing your Wi-Fi browsing will do nothing to keep you from getting junk mail, though. If you don't want junk mail, then keep an eye on who you give your email address to. That'll likely be more of a help than any kind of Wi-Fi security.
Yeah. In fact, we recommend all the time that you set up a separate email account, like a Gmail account or Hotmail or Yahoo. Anybody still using Yahoo or AOL or something like that? But set up a separate one for anything that you're just got to sign up for, especially for temporary use of Wi-Fi or to sign up for some thing that you want, but you don't want to be bombarded with their subsequent spam. And then just use that you might have to access for a code one time and that's it. And then you don't have to look at it again. I've got a couple of Gmail accounts that I haven't opened in probably 2 years. But they're there for that purpose, instead of my main email, and it gets bombarded with junk as it is. But
and it's funny because I'm a Comcast internet provider, internet customer, so I have by default I have a Comcast email address. I have never given it to anybody. I get tons of spam in that box, which tells me that Comcast is selling my email address.
Oh, of course they are. That's why I call them Comcast, because they con you anyway. They're losing people by the millions. They got to make money somehow, so they're selling your email address. Good that you don't ever open it, because when you do, it's like nothing but spam.
Yeah.
And that's why they're just selling you. Isn't that nice of them?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Intotomorrow.com is where we hope to meet you anytime at your convenience. And 800-899-INTO. Anytime, day or night, with any consumer electronics question, let us solve your digital dilemmas at 800-899-4686.
What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Welcome back into tomorrow. You know, the first internet transmission was actually a typo. L-O-G was transmitted, but login was intended. Due to the large amount of data for the letter G, it crashed the network. That's pretty sad.
O-M-G.
O-M-G crashed the network. So there you go. So don't complain when you just can't get your gigabit service working well, because it could be worse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System.
Oh, love it.
The future of diabetes management is here. Visit Dexcom.com to learn more. That's Dexcom.com.
Have apps you use every time you start up your Mac, like email or your internet browser? Well, Chris from OWC is here to launch all the apps you need for the day at startup.
Thanks, Dave. If there are apps you prefer to have open every time you start your Mac, you can easily set this up in System Preferences. Go to Users, Make sure your user account is highlighted, then click Login Items. Click the plus button, and you can choose an application, file server, or anything else you want to open when you turn on your Mac. If you want something to run in the background, use the checkbox next to its name to hide it on launch. One caution, though, opening too many programs at once while starting your Mac can really slow it down. If you need to speed things up and temporarily don't need them running, holding shift when logging in will keep that list of apps from launching. Back to you, Dave.
Well, thank you, Chris. Learn how OWC can keep your current Mac in top form. Find a great new-to-you used Mac, if you'd like. Get the best customer service for all of your needs at owc.com/into. Visit owc.com/into. And while you're at it, hit us up at intotomorrow.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
But right now, joining us to talk about their design and manufacturing of electric cars is the CEO of Electromechanica, Jerry Kroll. Jerry, welcome into tomorrow. Tell me a little bit about your company, and then let's get into some of the things, specifically the new Solo.
Oh, sure. The Solo is our flagship product. And it's not just the tech that's in it. It's the fact that you can make an electric vehicle in a one-person configuration, which makes it as disruptive for the automobile industry as the smartphone was disruptive for the computer industry. It's a computer, but the fact that it fits in your pocket makes it revolutionary. With our car, the fact that over 83% of people commute by themselves in a five-person car, now you can do it in a one-person electric car at speeds of up to 85 miles per hour, 100-mile range. That's the revolutionary part of the Electromechanica Solo.
Awesome. So we've seen smart cars, which are not so smart half the time, but they're small, and you basically can fit two people in and maybe a bag of groceries in the back. So are these smaller even than the smart cars running around?
Yeah, and to carry on with the smartphone analogy, you know, the smart car is kind of like a tablet. It's got its use. You've got two people in it, but they're definitely not as popular as a smartphone. The fact that you're traveling by yourself, when you get into it, you can get into any HOV lane because you're 100% full. It's nimble. It's fun to drive. It looks cool. And you can own it for, you know, $15,500 or $250 a month. It makes it the go-to vehicle for most families as the best second car you can have for the person who's got to commute back and forth to work.
Now, let's talk about going. How far does it go on a full charge?
So that 83% of commuters, that is our target audience, the furthest these people drive in that group is 20 miles in either direction. So that's the market that we're trying. The Solo will go 100 miles on a single charge, and if you drain it completely to zero, it'll recharge again in 3 hours. Top speed, 85 miles per hour, and 0 to 60 in 8 seconds. About the same performance as you'd get in a convertible Mazda Miata sports car.
Awesome. And they are for one person, right? Is there any room in the back? I mentioned earlier for groceries or if you got to bring something to work, what have you. Do you have that ability?
Yep. The second big market for the car actually is last mile delivery. There's room for 7 or 8 bags of groceries right behind you in the hatchback. So we're working with 7-Eleven right now. They're very interested in using this as a last mile delivery. DHL is also looking at it as a delivery vehicle. So if you're coming home from work and you need to pick up something at Costco or the grocery store, you have plenty of room to get you and your packages back home.
Yeah, I mean, as long as it's not like, you know, a motorcycle you're trying to carry or something, in which case you have to deal with other issues. But this is truly amazing to me because, and they're street legal, obviously. Are there any states that have any problem with the Solo?
No, I think there's a lot of states that have problems with people, you know, driving big SUVs all
yes.
by themselves. So this is legal in all 50 states. People have been ordering the cars at our website, emvauto.com. They put down their $250 deposit. They select one of four colors. And we've been doing deliveries for the last 18 months. 2019 is a watershed year for us as we're getting our first 5,000 massive order coming into the states of California, Washington, and Oregon. So they're going to become a pretty common sight on the West Coast in the next 12 months.
And Jerry, you bring up such an important point. I mean, even if you're not worried, as you should be, I guess, certainly about the environment, but even if that's not your concern, how about the fact that you've just got this big gas-eating vehicle that is taking a whole bunch of fuel and costing you a fortune, if nothing else, whereas an electric vehicle, what are we talking in terms of electricity costs, though? Is that going to skyrocket our light bill?
No, not at all. The value proposition here is if you're spending any more than $250 a month on gasoline as a commuter, this car actually pays for itself because that would be the monthly lease cost. You can plug it in. It charges at night. Most people are spending less than $12 a month on the electricity, and most of the public outlets are free to charge from because it really is a minimal amount of electricity that you use, minimal cost as well.
Yeah.
So it's a value proposition that you're going to see more and more solos all over the roads. And again, not just on the West Coast, but across the United States and around the world.
Oh, and I would imagine that certainly would be the case. We'll have to arrange to do a test drive at some point, too, and then talk more about it, do a nice video spotlight, the whole bit, just so that we can literally get our hands on it and talk more about it. But I think one of the cool things that you discussed is on a full charge, it could go 100 miles. And, of course, you point out that the average is about 20 miles that people have to commute to and from work. So you've got more than enough to get you to work, back home again, even with a couple of stops. And as a one-person vehicle, look how more efficient you are, incredibly.
Yeah, more efficient and fun, too. You know, Formula One cars are one-seaters, and it's the epitome of a driving instrument. Once you take your first test drive in the Solo and you realize how sporty it is, how fun it is, the fact that you can drive it economically and you're not buying gas becomes secondary to the fact that you're just having more fun than you've ever had on the road before.
Oh, for sure. I can just see it's got to be easy to get around some traffic, too, because it's much smaller. So you can get in and out of places.
Easy to get around in traffic and easy for parking. I've never come into a situation where I couldn't find a parking spot with a Solo yet.
Good point. Now, how can someone, Jerry, test drive a Solo? Are you set up at dealers around the country, or how can they arrange for such a thing?
Yeah, our first foray into the U.S. market is on the West Coast. We have dealers in Portland, Seattle, and in Los Angeles right now. The biggest dealership we have is in Studio City, Los Angeles. So if you're anywhere in that area, go down to the corner of Ventura and Colfax. You'll see the big Mechanica dealership there. It's about an acre big, and all the shiny new Solos out there. Anthony and Sean and David will set you up for a test drive. You can take it by Universal Studios and have everybody waving at you and see the next big disruptive revolution in the automobile industry.
And I love your comparison to a smartphone and of course, the difference with the tablets and so forth. I mean, it just makes such perfect sense. What are you looking at in terms of predictions, even, I guess, for electric vehicles and the whole industry as we head further into tomorrow, if you will?
I'm going to predict that in the next 5 years, it'll be as hard to find a gas station as it is a Blockbuster video store.
Oh, geez.
Everybody wants their next car to be an electric car. Gas stations are closing because of the environmental impact and also because real estate prices are forcing them out of business. So you can either drive for 10, 20, 30 miles to find a gas station to pay $100 at, or you can plug in at home for next to free. It's a no-brainer, really.
And I know what some people are thinking, oh, but right now gas is the cheapest it's been in my lifetime in some cases. And that while that might be true, you're still spending a whole lot more than you would be with a car you can literally just plug in and charge it up.
Yeah, by a long shot. You know, everybody says it too. The gas prices go up and down depending on what some anonymous person in some office is determining. So once you're off the gas addiction and you're on clean energy with electricity and you're in your own electric car, the price of gas is as relevant as the price of avocados. That would even be more relevant. You just don't need to use the gas anymore, whether the price is up or down. So get off the gas. Make it your New Year's resolution to stop burning gas into the environment, and let's make the whole planet a better place.
Now, I'm assuming also, Jerry, that the Solo is a very quiet vehicle, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's part and parcel of the whole electric platform. It's faster accelerating, easier on the budget, easier on the ear, and quite frankly, a lot easier on the eye. It's a beautiful design. So once you drive an electric vehicle, you no sooner go back to a gas vehicle than you would go back to a fax machine from the internet.
Yeah, I love your comparisons. They just make perfect sense, and it drives, literally, pun intended, that point home. Tell me now about the interior. Does it come with a radio? Do we have what kind of tech inside the vehicle that we can take advantage of?
Yeah, wonderful stuff. Bluetooth, satellite, Sirius XM, radio, heated seats, power steering, power brakes, heater, air conditioning, all the niceties that you'd want. It's not overly heavy. It's one of those vehicles you get in, and it's a driver's vehicle. It's a vehicle that you're having a lot of fun in. One of the beauties of the Mazda Miata convertibles when they came out is they were so intuitive and so driver-oriented.
Yeah.
When you get into the Solo, it's super comfortable. It's got everything that you're looking for, but you really feel like you're part of the vehicle. I like to tell people it's like you're in a Disneyland ride that has escaped the park and it's out on the real road.
Another great analogy. Awesome. And, of course, more info, emvauto.com. I also have electromechanica.com, but I like the other one. It's a lot shorter and easier to remember.
We aim to please. So, check it out. You'll see videos of the cars driving through snow in the desert, packing up $350 of groceries from Costco, all the different things that it can do. It truly is going to be the biggest disruptor in the automobile industry for the next 10 years going forward. You can quote me on that.
Yeah, well, we just did, and I love it. Jerry Kroll, the CEO of Electromechanica, and Jerry will invite our audience to check out the single-passenger car, the Solo vehicle, at emvauto.com. And, of course, we'll link you there, too, when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us, and I look forward, as I say, to a test drive one of these days, and maybe somebody will drive one down here to Miami, and then we'll see how it does in the Miami weather, and then talk even more about it on the show, and look forward to getting you back. It's a great thing to talk about.
Great.
Thank you very much, Jerry Kroll, CEO of Electromechanica. Again, emvauto.com. Meantime, I'll meet you at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline on the Advanced Media Network.
OWC, your source for connectivity, offers a wide variety of USB-C and Thunderbolt 3 docks to help you connect to your world. Ranging from travel docks with HDMI, USB 3, SD ports, and USB-C power pass-through while on the road, to desktop docks providing power to charge your laptop, and 14 ports to connect your monitors, external drives, headphones, wired Ethernet, and other devices using a single cable. See all the OWC products at owc.com/into.
Here's another Into Tomorrow tech tidbit for y'all. Ray Tomlinson, who invented email in 1971, also invented the use of the at symbol in email addresses.
That's fantastic.
I can tell you're overly impressed.
Yeah.
But I figure if you invent email, you got to be the one to have invented the at symbol to be put in an email address.
Well, I appreciate the email. Without him, we wouldn't have spam.
Oh, that's right. So we can really blame Ray Tomlinson for all the spam.
Yeah.
And email.
Yeah.
because that's how that goes. Anyway, Julio's in the control room, if anybody cares. I'm Dave Graveline, if anybody cares.
I'm Chris Graveline. Everybody cares.
Oh, jeez.
And this portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by OWC, your source for connecting your laptop to the world. Special Into Tomorrow products and pricing at owc.com/into. That's owc.com/into.
Yes, indeed. Christopher in Texas listens on 97.5 KTBB out of Tyler, Texas. Hello, Christopher.
What is a good SD card reader to use, because I hunt and the one I have won't work with my phone? When I plug it in, it just will not work, and I'd like to be able to get my SD card out of my game camera, put it into an adapter, and look at it on my phone.
I don't blame you, Christopher. You can find devices from fairly unknown companies like Ugreen, for example, or Coasd, Coast, I guess, and many others that will sell you Android-compatible SD card readers for less than $10, actually. However, we found a particularly interesting option for your use case. A company called Lovin5, L-O-V-I-N-F-I-V-E, Lovin5, sells an SD card reader under the heading Lovin5 Trail Scouting Game Camera Viewer 3 in 1 Hunter Reader.
Ooh, easy for you to say.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, how they have any product with that long name? It's got to be longer than the package for the SD card reader.
Yeah, now, frankly, our guess is that there's absolutely nothing special about that particular Android-compatible reader, but it may still be worth considering because it costs $8, and given that the target audience is hunters wanting to check their cameras, it's likely that they've checked that it works well with field cameras and phones, whereas most readers would have been mainly checked against computers.
Yeah, true. But it's only $8, so give it a shot. And, of course, we'll have more info for you on our show notes for the weekend of May 24th, 2019, at intotomorrow.com, the Memorial Day weekend show. Just look for that, your call and our answer in hour two of this week's broadcast. It's really very easy. And speaking of this week's broadcast and you participating, it's really easy to win.
The Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway.
All right, so here's the deal. Listen up. If you hear an item or two, maybe a third type item that you would love to have, make a note. And when you call in to the 800 number that we'll give you momentarily, no promises, no guarantees, but we'll do our best to get one of those items to you if at all possible. You got it? For example, among so many other things we've got...
From Razer, they sent a box full of their Hammerhead Duo in-ear headsets.
Those are worth $60 a piece, yeah. So they're really pretty cool. Brilliant single-switch all-in-one smart home control worth $300. We've got a couple here in our studio that we use, and we love them from Brilliant. Check them out.
Jabra sent a box full of stuff, including Elite 65 True Wireless Earbuds, Elite 65E Wireless Earbuds with Active Noise Canceling, and Move Wireless On-Ear Headphones.
Yeah, they're not to be left out because they always send good stuff for giveaway, especially during the summer giveaway. How about from Audio-Technica? Their ATH-ANC-900BT Wireless Noise Canceling Headphones. These are worth $300. They sent a couple of those to share with our audience.
Bracketron is another one that sent a box full of stuff, including their dash mounts, a CD vent mount, travel mounts, USB chargers, Bluetooth FM transmitters, and more.
I think with the name Bracketron, they probably do a lot of brackets.
Probably.
And mounts and trons.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got a bunch of those. How about this? Do you ever need to rent a car? Or do you ever need to leave your car at the airport? Well, Travel Car Airport Parking and Car Rental provide a one-time online redeem code for one of our lucky listeners worth $300 to spend on airport parking and or car rentals.
Sanjin sent six of their HDR 14 AM/FM stereo portable HD radios valued at $100 each.
Wow, and we got a whole bunch of those. That's very true. From OWC, oh my gosh, they love us, so they're always sending goodies for our audience. Thunderbolt 3 dual display port adapters, Envoy Pro mini portable bus powered 240 gigabit SSD storage cards. So many things that we run out of time, and the orchestra stopped, which means we have to pay them overtime. You get the idea? Call this number anytime with any consumer tech question, comment, help for another listener, or tech rage.
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Call in, win stuff.
Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline is brought to you by StreamGuys, a leading provider of live and on-demand streaming media services, including IPTV, multi-platform mobile device streaming, custom hardware and streaming deployment, dedicated server products, turnkey subscription services, and even custom statistics and alerts. And with live 24/7 tech support, an experienced tech is always available to assist you with all of your streaming needs. Affordable, reliable, scalable, StreamGuys has been providing quality streaming media services to the global marketplace since 2000.
With Julio in the control room, I'm Dave.
I'm Chris. And this portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. Text the word radio to 35,000 for more info.
What was that again? I text radio, R-A-D-I-O.
To 35,000.
Oh, I think I can do that. Very cool. Dwight in Brookhaven, Mississippi, listens on Super Talk, Mississippi. Hey there, welcome Into Tomorrow.
I would just wanted to say I am a GM automotive master technician, and I do primarily the infotainment repair and diagnoses on vehicles, and we have more problems with Apple phones. Don't mean to say it, you can edit what you want to, but that's the majority of our problems we have with our vehicles. And also, I got a question of how to free up space on a Android phone to get more space on the phone.
Well, Dwight, good. Focus on deleting media, if at all possible. Movies, photos, music take up a lot of room over time. And, of course, that tends to build up. And I'm glad you're a fellow Android user. And we didn't edit anything out of your call because it is what it is.
Now, once you're done with the media, your next big memory hog is usually apps, but not all of them are equal. You'll find some games and complex applications take up gigs or even tens of gigs, while simple apps may just take up 10 or 15 megabytes. Now, as a general rule, if you haven't used it in a long while, you probably don't need it and can get rid of it to get that extra room that you need.
Yeah, we frequently remind our audience, look through your phone periodically anyway, just like I recommend that you reboot your phone periodically. Once a week is nice, at least, even if you're not having trouble with your phone. Clear the random access memory and clear everything and just start fresh. Start anew. And just look through the apps. Do you use all of the apps on your phone? If you haven't in a long while, get rid of them. That's an easy way to clear up space. But as we said, Dwight, deleting media, store them elsewhere. Get them off your phone. You're going to find that is the single best way. Thanks for calling in and joining us. And, of course, for participating, you automatically win with the big summer giveaway. Check it out at intotomorrow.com.